I'll just state the name. I just wonder for Sir Rod. I think your comments, Sir Rod, on the role of chairman and CEO. What about with the executive chairman role? I know you're on two boards, News and Orco, where you've had the executive chairman. In the case of News, obviously, probably the most dominant and impressive executive chairman in the world.
Yeah.
How does being the senior lead independent affect that, your comments about the chair CEO role and how it should work?
I think it's a good question, and it is, in the broad, my instincts are that in most companies, leadership is best served where those two roles are separate. And to that degree, I agree with Higgs, because the Higgs review said that in the broad, that's true. I happen to believe that's true. But I think it's my own personal view, Stephen, is it's not something that you should legislate. I think it's one of those comply or explain situations. And I think in the case of News Corporation, where Rupert Murdoch is both the chairman and the entrepreneurial part of the business, it's actually in the shareholder, I believe it's in the shareholder's interest that both those positions are in the hands of one individual, in part because of the way in which he performs that function. But I do believe it is a comply or explain. Similarly, there's a similar issue, which is, should chief executives go on to become chairman of companies? We had a recent example here, didn't we, in Australia, where Margaret Jackson is retiring as chair of Qantas. Should James Strong be eligible? As it turned out, that wasn't possible because the constitution of Qantas says that a former chief executive cannot be chairman. But again, my instincts are that's a comply or explain situation, and I think in this instance it would have been reasonable to consider James for the position of chair because he'd not been chief executive for 5 years. In other words, there had been a reasonable gap between his services as chief executive and him putting himself forward as chairman. Now, Lee Clifford is a guy I know well from my time here in Melbourne and from my Rio Tinto days, and I think he'll make a perfectly good chairman. But I think that's another example of something where you either comply or explain. But I tend to favour that rather British view of things, which is it's not that you must do it. It is that it's guidance, and if you don't follow that guidance, you better have a good reason and explain it, because there are some companies which have got themselves into serious trouble precisely because the position of chairman and chief executive are vested in one person. That's why I think in the broad it's a sensible rule. But I think there are exceptions to that. And you know, I think in the case of News Corp, it's one of them.